And a very good afternoon to you, Kevin James, joining us live from Nairobi in Kenya. Everything good?
Everything's very good, Ernest. Lovely country, lovely people, lovely weather, having a fantastic time. Thanks for asking.
Oh, great stuff. Now, you're in Nairobi attending the to GCX business and meeting with many Kenyan companies on the topic of sustainability and corporate governance. Please share with us more details of what is happening over there and what you're up to.
Very interesting, Ernest. I have to say, quite a bit going on here. I just got out of a meeting, for example, with the CEO of the Nairobi Securities Exchange, probably the equivalent of the JSE in South Africa, Jeffrey Odundo. Very passionate man, very committed to corporate sustainability in Kenya, which happens to be a commercial hub in the East African region. So very, very important that he is able to actually fulfill on his passion. But we are actually on a roadshow meeting with some of the top Kenyan listed companies, discussing strategies and disclosure around environmental, social, corporate governance issues. Mm-hmm. Really what prompted us coming, the latest development is that the publication of a code of corporate governance by the Capital Markets Authority, which will apply to all companies on the NSE from March 2017 this year. So I suppose what that means really is that in South Africa, we have taken for granted and are very fortunate to actually have the King Code of Corporate Covenant by courtesy of Mervyn King, kicked off in 1994, and it's evolved in various iterations to something that is world-class model for companies that are developing strategies around disclosure and strategies around environmental, social, governance issues and aspects to their business. Well, this development in Kenya is actually the start of a similar process, Ernest, which will probably evolve in a similar manner and articulate principles and recommendations and guidelines for best practice corporate governance. This code will require that companies adopt a range of new policies and strategies, from ethics policies to broad environmental, social, governance strategies, and eventually to report on how these strategies are actually doing and succeeding in annual integrated reports, which is now something that is mandatory in South Africa. So very exciting time now in Kenya and Nairobi in particular, which and in East Africa, which will benefit from all of this. So the success of this would really bring in a new era of strong governance where there have been challenges in the past, and focus companies on driving performance around these matters. So overall, exciting times for Kenya, exciting times for GCX. You all are here to lend their experience and track record to supporting Kenyan companies get through this strategic process.